you're searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. The show, 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 this the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of a Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
You need to look closely and make sure that they're living for Jesus, because that's where real life is at. It's not in the club, young people. I know they dress it up and try to make it look so fun, but it's temporary. That's not real fun. You mean I got to go get in the dark to have some fun? You mean I got to go somewhere where they doing stuff that's nasty to have some fun? Oh, no, that ain't real life. True life is found in Jesus. You don't have to get high, young folk, to have life. You don't have to be a whore to have life. Look at somebody and help pastor and say, true life is in Jesus. You know John 14 and 6. Jesus said clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You and I, we can't have real life without Jesus. But then Jesus said in John 10:10, look, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Y'all better get ready to preach it like Sister Tyra over there. Look at somebody say, he want me to have real life. Yeah, when you hear folks saying that being saved is boring, they lying. I'm telling you, real life is in Jesus. Peace is in Jesus. I'm glad I'm saved. Do I have any folk in here that's glad to be in Jesus? He has turned my life around. I ain't one of them quiet Christians. I'm glad that I'm saved. I praise him in the church. I praise him outside the church, in front of your girlfriend, in front of your boyfriend. I'm glad I got life, and that more abundantly. I'm not perfect, but I'm living my best life, because my life is hidden in Christ Jesus. The second truth, young people, we need to understand, know, and accept about life is that righteousness leads to life. Say that with me. Say, righteousness leads to life. Yeah, doing the word of God is what's going to cause us to have life. Where do we get righteousness from? It's revealed. It's revealed from God's prophet every time he comes before God's people. When you consider Romans, I believe it's in the first chapter in the 17th verse, it says that the righteousness of God, young people, is revealed from faith to faith. Every message, from message to message, God is going to tell me how to think right. God is going to tell me how to talk right. God is going to tell me how to act right. Look at somebody and say, faith comes by hearing. Yeah. And hearing the word of God. And if I do what's being revealed, I'm going to have life. It's challenging sometimes, young people. Jesus described the way to life as being a narrow path. Yeah, it's going to work on your mind. It's going to work on your feelings. It's going to work on your attitude. And then Jesus said, it's only a few folk that really go down the path of righteousness. But the few that go down the path of righteousness, young folk, they're going to find life. Woo! I say it again, I'm glad I got life. But in order to have life, young folk, we got to do right. Look at somebody and say, don't be, can't get right. Say, be, do right. Yeah, the Bible says Asa did right in the eyesight of God. All we got to do is strive to do right, and we're going to be happy. We're going to have some life. Look at this. Proverbs 12, 28. Let me teach this thing. Proverbs 12, 28. In the way of righteousness is what? Y'all didn't say it the way I wanted y'all to say it. I got two members of the church talking over here. Let's try it again. In the way of righteousness is? In the way of righteousness is? And in its pathway, good God, there is no death, no ruin. If I do the righteousness of God, though my friend may not do it, I'm going to have life. Though it's not popular on the internet, if I do righteousness, I'm going to have life. And it's no death, no ruin, no disappointment, no lack, no poverty. All of these words are synonymous with death. I want to encourage somebody that's dealing with some temptation. You're going to have to choose the pathway of life or the pathway of death. Bottom line, that's for all of us. And as young men and young women of God, once you get on the pathway of righteousness, you don't let anybody get you off that path. Once you realize that Jesus came, that you might have life and have it more abundantly, you repent of your sin, you make him Lord and Savior. Look at somebody and say, don't let nobody. Come on, say it like Smokey. Say nobody. Get you off the path of righteousness. You don't let nobody deceive you. You don't let nobody deter you. And you sure enough don't let nobody get you on that dumb stuff. I better say that again. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let nobody deter you. And don't let nobody get you on that dumb stuff. I gotta stay on the path of righteousness. Now, look, you may make mistakes and get off the path, but repent and get right back on the path. One thing or one group of people that I have seen that mess young folk up and get them off the pathway of righteousness is who they hang around. Bottom line, that's one of the main groups of people that get young folk off the pathway of righteousness. Let me go on and bring it on to 106 Refuge Way. One thing that get trendsetters off the pathway of righteousness are their peers. Folk you meet on the job, folk you meet in passing at school, in your family. And that's why the proverb writer said the righteous in Proverbs 12, 26. Y'all ought to read it with me. The righteous should choose his friends what? Carefully. For the way of the wicked leads them astray. Just because somebody think you cute, you don't let that person lead you astray. You are cute. And you need to know that you cute. You need to know you got it going. You got it going on. Yeah, you got, look at yourself and say, I know I got it going on. Yeah, with your tall self, with your slim self, with your light skin self, with your smoky dark skin, smoke skin looking skin. I messed that all up, didn't I? With your dark smoke-like skin. Look at somebody say, you look so good. Yeah, you look so good with your kinky hair. You look nice with your wig on. You look good. But you don't let folk lead you, you don't let nobody lead you astray. Whether you know them or you seen them on the internet, you know the trends of the day, young folk. You don't let the trends of the day lead you astray. Boy, that sounds so good. You don't let the trends of the day lead you astray. All it takes is one wicked person, not even a whole group, one sinner, one, uno, just one, And sooner or later, you're going to meet that one. You're going to meet that one. It may be in middle school, high school, college, on the job, on the internet. You're going to meet one sinner. But don't you let them lead you astray. You got to stay on the path of righteousness. I got to show y'all this. Y'all let me take my time. Well, it don't matter. I'm going to take my time. Ecclesiastes, I got to show y'all this verse. I need to see y'all scrolling or turning. Ecclesiastes is right after what book? Proverbs. Ecclesiastes 9. And look at verse 18. All it takes is one. One. Wisdom is better, Ecclesiastes 9, 18, is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroys much good. One. That's all it takes to get you off the path of righteousness. One girl, one guy, one person that don't know if they're a girl or a guy. It just take one. Just one. To destroy much good or life. One sinner can mess up your life. Just one. You don't let nobody get you off the path. And if it's a saint that's acting or talking like a sinner, you don't let that saint get you off the path. We go to church together. But if they've been hanging around foolish folk and they talking like foolish folk, even though you go to church with them, you don't let them get you off the path of righteousness. See, young people, you're going to have a lot of choices to make in life. And you have to learn, as the Canton Spiritual say, to lean on Jesus. You got to learn how to trust in God and not in the opinions of your peers. Because all it takes is one piece of bad advice. You know, a good example in our day and time is Beyonce. Lord have mercy. I ain't never met her. Don't know her. But you look at her counsel through her songs, young folk. If you take heed to this, you're going to get off the pathway of righteousness. Now, I'm going to use Beyonce, but you can fill in other artists. You can fill in other celebrities. But this is just so timely. Beyonce just dropped a new CD, and she got a song on the CD called Church Girl. Church Girl. Church girl. So I'm looking at the title of the song and I'm like, well, maybe she's trying to give a little inspirational song for all the church girls. Now I knew that wasn't the case. Because the Bible says there's no way that a good piece of fruit can come off a bad tree. So I went to look at the lyrics and I want to share them this morning. Are y'all listening? Let's look at this. Let's see if what she's saying is going to keep our young women on the path of righteousness or not. Church girl, I'll drop it like a thotty. And the thought is that hoe over there. Drop it like a thotty. I said now, pop it like a thotty. We do not want our young women on the praise team. Because we got, I think, four young women. Five. If Tyra, Sarah, DJ, and AJ come up here trying to drop it like a thotty, if the young girls is at the seat that's not on the praise team outside of the church, are in their bathroom making TikTok videos trying to drop it like a thotty. Beyonce say, you bad. But Pastor Baker say, you off the path of righteousness. Now drop it like a body. She keep telling church girls to drop it. Then she just say, church girls acting loose. Bad girls acting snotty. Let it go, girl. Let it go. Let it out. Let it out. Twerk that butt like you came up out the South, girl. Twerk it. Do y'all know how to twerk? Look at them now. Mm-mm. Quit lying in church. I didn't say, do you twerk? Do you know? I hope you're telling the truth. Good. Some of y'all say, well, Pastor, you know. Again, I said, drop it now like a thotty. Drop it like a thotty. Bad girl acting naughty. Church girl, don't hurt nobody. You are hurting somebody. First of all, you hurting yourself. You messing up your name. Because young brother's going to be like, oh, yeah, I can hit that. She dropping it, I'm going to pick it up. This is off the path of righteousness, young people. Because the Bible says that older women in Titus 2 and 3, that they should be reverent in behavior. Look at this, teachers of good things. What should the older women in the church or older women in general should be teaching our young people according to verse 4? That they admonish the young women to love their husband. She wants you to be a thotty. Love their children. Look at this, verse 5. To be discreet, cover yourself up. Be cute, but cover yourself up. Be professional, be stylish, be a woman of grace, a woman of God. Then she uses the word chaste. Holy. Then she uses another word, homemakers. Take care of your house. Good. Obedient to their husband. Look at this, that the word of God may not be. Now, did she do the total opposite of what Paul told Titus to do? Yes. And so when you hear stuff like this, when you see TikTok videos, YouTube videos, your spirit need to say, that's not on the path of righteousness. I don't need to do that. Brothers, you may see it. Boy, they look good doing it though, Pastor. But it's in vain. It's in vain. Yeah, you're going to see it. Brothers, you're going to see it. We got eyes. We ain't dead. Yeah, you're going to see it. But it's important. The point I'm making is when it comes to life, it comes when we stay on the path of what? Righteous. Man, y'all have so many distractions and things that try to deter you. But help me encourage somebody and say, don't let it move you. The last thing I want us to know about life, young people, is that God will show you the path of life. God will show you the path of life. As you grow, you're going to have a lot of decisions, as I just said, to make. And if you desire to stay in the will of God, you want to know, man, what is the right move to make? Should I go left? Should I go right? Should I apply? Should I not? Should I get the money? Leave the money alone? What should I do in life? Young people, your God will always show you the path to take. Always. That's the type of God we serve. If we acknowledge him in all our ways, the Bible said he will direct our path. And there are young people in here, young adults in here. You constantly have major and minor choices to make. But always remember, man, God has shown me the right choice to make. I don't have to learn by experience. No. Look at somebody and say, no. Experience is not the best teacher. Life or Jesus is. Let him show you the path, the job to take. Let him show you the school to go to. Let him show you who your friends should and should not be. Psalm 16 and 11. You will show me the path of life. Well, Pastor, I don't know. Then you don't make a move until you do know. I'm not sure. Well, you need to be sure. You just don't do something just to do it. You don't do something because your friends are doing it. Let God show you the path of life. And that's what the psalmist said. Look at what he says, Psalm 16 and 11 again. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. So when God show you what to do with your life, you're going to be happy. You ain't going to be like, man, I used to have a good time in sin. No. When God show you what to do, you're going to be content. You're going to be happy. Man, I'm so glad I went to the church God told me to go to. Man, I'm so glad I wasn't too close to so-and-so. God told me not to be too close. I'm so glad it wasn't me. It could have been me, but it was. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. I'm so glad I went to church and did what I was taught. I'm happy. I'm happy. And then he says, at your right hand are pleasures evermore. Letting us know when we let God show us the path to take in life, we're going to be happy. And how many like being happy? What my young folk, my young adults said, where you at? How many love being happy? Yeah. So let God show you what to do in life. So when it comes to life, where's real life found? In who? In Jesus. What leads to life? Come on and talk to me over here. Righteousness. And finally, who will show us the path of life? That's right. But when you consider our text, y'all turn back to 1 Corinthians 15, 31. Paul the apostle is not boasting or bragging about life in Jesus. He's boasting and bragging about dying. And he says, young people, I die. Not saying he tried to kill himself. Paul ain't trying to commit suicide every day. It's not what he's saying. When he have problems, he's not trying to take some pills or smoke something. No, he's not talking about that. First of all, contextually, to die, young people, Paul is saying, I have to choose every day not to be selfish. Every day, I have to choose not my will, but God's will be done. I die daily. There are things I wish and want to do, but because I'm in Jesus, I can't be selfish. I have to be selfless. I die daily. Lord, I want to do this, but your word tells me to do something else. Lord, I'm going to choose to do your word. That's what you call die. I want to cuss out, Lord. And I'm right. And I don't like her anyway. Look how y'all looking now. But Lord, I'm not going to do that. You told me don't repay evil with evil. I'm just going to keep my mouth closed. She talking big talk. Now, Lord, if she touch me, it's going to be another story. But, Lord, I ain't going to say nothing. What do you call that? Dying daily. Woo! Have y'all ever been there before? I want to go shopping with this money. They got a sale going on. They done sent me an email 4 times in 1 day. But, Lord, you requiring an offering. Now, I could just go ahead and splurge and buy it, and then when it's time to give, just say, I ain't got it. But I got it, Lord. I'm going to choose to bring a gift to your house. Ooh, I'm just going to not be selfish. I'm going to die. I'm dying daily. As a child of God, young people, as a real faith walker, we got to die how often? Daily. To die secondly, look at this, means to slay, to strike, or to deny your body what it wants in order to discipline your body. I got to strike my body. Some of y'all right now in your mind, what you mean, Pastor? Did you slug it? No. My body won't food. but I'm going to skip this meal because my flesh is cutting up. And I got to make my flesh, my body, do what God wants me to do. I got to strike my body. I gotta slay my body. See, there's some habits, young people, you'll never stop unless you start fasting. There are some bad habits you will not stop unless you start fasting and praying. It ain't gonna come out. You ain't gonna change or mature until you start disciplining your body. I gotta deny myself. I gotta strike my body. And see, this is what God is requiring for the young people here at this church. Every day, we got to be dying to ourselves. If you ain't been praying the way you need to pray on a daily basis, that's a sign that you ain't been dying daily. It's more easy for you to waste 2 hours just scrolling up on your phone every day, at least 2 hours. That's what you do. And then you say, I'm so bored, but you just keep on scrolling. But you haven't disciplined yourself to get into the Word? No, it's time for you to start dying daily. Look at Romans 8. Y'all turn to Romans 8. Y'all still with me? See, remember last week we learned every day we got to take up that cross. We got to take up that cross. We got to deny ourselves and then follow Jesus. So this is a part of being a faith walker. Got to die daily. Romans 8:13. Follow me. Paul said, for if we live according to the flesh, you'll die. You'll come to ruin. But if by the Spirit, look at this, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So it's things your body want to do. If you do it, you're going to die. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and put to death what your body want to do, Paul said, we're going to live. You're going to have to practice shutting up. It hurts so bad to some folk to just shut up. Yeah, you want that last word. You got to have that last word. But see, when you die daily, James said you're going to tame that tongue. You just going to. See, it takes practice. Every day you got to practice. Quit trying to justify what you want to do. You're being selfish. If you're wrong, you just shut up. Yeah, that's the first step. Just learn to be slow. Speak. Now, the next step, you're going to have to learn how to say, you right. No, some folk have that problem. But first, just learn how to be slow to what? That's that dying daily. I gotta tame this mouth. Cause everybody keeps saying I got an attitude or a quick temper. But I ain't came to the conclusion. I'm in self-denial. I don't have no attitude. It's y'all. No, yes, you do. Everybody saying it's you is. And I've been guilty of that. I've had folks say that it's you. And I be like. And my flesh be knowing in what they saying. It's some truth. How many know what I'm talking about? Got to die daily. It's going to take the Holy Spirit, young folk. That's why you got to have the Holy Spirit. Your body want to look at porn. There's some folk in here. It ain't no struggle, but that's what they've been dealing with. And so when them desires come up, you got to kill that desire. You got to kill that desire. Oh, Lord, my fingers want me to go to it. No, you ain't going to it. Now check this out. Jesus told one group of people, now y'all don't do this, and we don't have to do this. He said, look, if your eye causing you to sin, pluck your eye out. He said, because it's better for you to enter into heaven with one eye. Could you imagine that? Now look, y'all, if you looking at stuff you ain't got no business looking at, can you imagine next week when we come to service, everybody got patches? No, he don't want us to do that. But I got to discipline my eyes. All right? I got to discipline my hands. I got to discipline my mouth, my feet, the members of my body. This ain't no shouting message, is it? Let's go to Romans 6. Y'all stay with me. Is it helping? All right, Romans 6 and 12. Therefore, do not let sin, and this is Paul talking to the church, reign in your mortal body. Don't let sin have dominion or rule in your body, that you should obey it in its lust. So our bodies have desires. Y'all see it? But he's saying, as faith walkers, we can't let our body do what it wanna. My ears, your ears may wanna listen to Beyonce, may wanna listen to NBA Youngboy, may wanna listen to whoever. But he said, you're a child of God. Don't let that reign in your body. Verse 13, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to who? So I don't want to come before God saying I'm saved, but when he look at my body, no, you've been using your body to sin. No, we have to present our bodies to God as instruments, as the text says, of righteousness. But how do we do that? We got to get control of our body. We got to die daily. You like hanging around a particular person, but you know it ain't helping you. So you have to start pulling back. Now look, this is what's going to happen. They're going to come, where you been at? Why you ain't been calling? Why you ain't been hanging around? You ain't got to tell them all your business. You just need to say, look, I'm trying to improve myself. And if they keep pressing, look, I can't hang around y'all. Because every time I get to hanging around y'all, I let sin reign in my mortal body. Did you know gossiping is a sin? It's some of you, you may not smoke, go to the club, snort cocaine, or do none of that. But you be gossiping and you listen to gossip. Can't hang around y'all. Y'all gossip too much. Y'all talk about other folk business too much. Y'all messy. You messy. And I can't hang around messy. So when you pull back, that's you dying daily. How many got a good picture of what it means to die daily? How many is the Lord dealing with you on what you need to be doing? Your wife telling you, brother, what you can do to help the family to be better. You don't want to do it. You got to die. Let me go on. She right. Let me go ahead and start doing this right here to make the house better. But can we flip it? Sometimes the husband tell the wife, would you start doing such and such? And she don't want to do it. She got to die. Die daily. So, I want to show you in the rest of the message, as we hit the corner, why we need to choose to die daily. And remember, it's a choice, young people. No matter your age, if you're saying you're Christian, we have to choose to die daily. Remember Jesus? Man didn't take his life. He laid his own life down. He chose to die. Likewise, we have to choose. It has to be a choice. Man, I got to start disciplining myself when it comes to these areas. I got to become a living sacrifice. Are y'all with me, young people? Young adults, grown-ups. So let's look at some reasons, and then we're going to be done. reasons we should choose to die daily. And see, this is going to help us to mature. When you start learning to keep your mouth shut, when the Holy Ghost tell you to keep your mouth shut, that's showing maturity. Yeah. When you learn to pray when the Holy Spirit is leading you to pray, that's showing maturity. Jesus was maturing at the age of 12. He grew. The Bible's saying stature, favor, and so forth. He matured. Likewise, God wants you and I to mature. So we got to choose to just start dying daily. And to whom much is given, young people, much is required. Okay, let's start in John. I do need to pause and just say, this is some good teaching. Lord have mercy. I just got to go ahead like Paul and boast in my office. This is some good teaching. All right, back to the subject. John 12. Again, we're looking at reasons we should choose to die daily. John 12 and 24. Y'all with me? Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, talking to his disciples, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and what? Dies. Let's try that again. And falls into the ground and it remains, help me, alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. What do I want us to see about dying daily? It makes us more productive. Jesus said, a grain of wheat will not produce unless it falls into the ground and first dies. And once it dies, that's when the wheat begins to grow. That's when the fruit comes forth. Same thing happens to us, young people. When we start dying daily, we're going to be more productive. We're going to be more mature. We're going to grow. Our life is going to get better. When you learn to stop crying about your trials and learn how to count it all joy, you're going to be growing. You're going to let patience have her perfect work. You're going to be perfect and tired, lacking nothing. You quit complaining about giving and go ahead and start giving the way God done told you to give. You're going to see increase. You're going to see it's going to cost because you want much. Now, if you want much, the Bible teaches you got it so much. And when you go ahead and just accept that, yeah, it's going to hurt for a minute. But those who sow in tears, the Bible says, Reap in joy. Woo! See, that's how our growth happens, young folk. We got to die. You got to die. That's how much comes forth. You got to die to the deeds of the flesh. You got to give up some things. And Paul was specific in the scripture, especially when he was dealing with the saints. I got to show y'all some of the things he had to tell church folk not to do. He knew that their flesh had desires. He had to tell church folk, now look, you got to die to that so you can grow. Let's go to Colossians. Look at what he said. Church folk had to put to death. Church folk. Us. Right? Colossians 3 and 5. We're almost done. Look what he said. Therefore, put to death your members which are on where? The earth. Fornication. Jesus. Uncleanliness. Fornication. Cutting out on God. Spiritually or sexually. How many know we are married to Jesus? Yeah. He's Lord. We married to him according to the text. He describes it as a bride and a groom. But when a person fornicates, they play the harlot. They start serving other gods. And sometimes sexually. You start sleeping around with other folk. and you're not married? Fornication. Uncleanliness. Perversion. One simple meaning of being unclean, in one sense, has to do with just being dirty. Just nasty. Won't pick up after yourself. Just nasty. Your room stay nasty. Make your bed. It's all balled up. You just throw the main cover over. The rest of it just be balled up. Look in your car. Your car nasty. The shower you use is nasty. The back of your shirts, you won't even take them to the cleaners. You wear them in the back of your collars, brother, it be nasty. She said brown. Just dirty. Unclean. Ain't getting too much help, but it's all right. Passion, evil desires, and covetousness, being greedy. Not content, as our bishop taught us last week. Then he said, this is idolatry. He had to tell church folk, you got to put to death these things. Yeah, you got a special friend, but it's just certain things you save you don't need to do with that friend. You're attracted to the person, but it's just certain things you don't need to be doing. You said you saved. You said you Christian. Put it to death. Little thing be getting hard all the time around her and y'all start doing stuff. No, you got to separate. The Bible say flee youthful lust. Pastor Baker, don't do that. Look, I ain't got time to play with y'all. Ain't got time to play with y'all. Ain't got time to play with y'all. When I have young people coming to me telling me they having sex in school, I ain't got time to play with y'all. In the bathroom doing stuff, I ain't got time for y'all to look at me like I'm from another planet. Pastor Baker, they be licking and sucking at school. I ain't got time to play with y'all. I watch 30 seconds of a video. I see what y'all dealing with. I ain't got time to play with y'all. I ain't got time to play with y'all. These skits that y'all like watching, I ain't got time to play with y'all. When the skits be about sex and hitting stuff, how dudes be after they hit it. I ain't got time to play with y'all. If you save, we got to wear that. We got to stand on that. And you and I, listen, we're going to have these desires. We're human. You're going to have, I don't care how nerdy you are. You got these desires. No, nobody may be studying you in eighth grade, but two summers can change that. Come 10th grade, God, don't. Girl, what you been eating? I ain't got time to play with. So don't y'all act like that in here. I've had parents come to me saying that their 8-year-old child is hooked on porn. Eight. Don't tell me you ain't got these desires. And even if you don't have the desire, they're constantly before you saying, this is normal. This is how you should act. This is what you should do. No, you got to put it to death. You got to put it to death. Look at what he says, same chapter, verse 10. We almost done. Y'all still with me? Y'all still love me? Y'all like teaching like this? Verse 10. And put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. What does this mean? So listen, I put to death the feelings of my flesh, but I have to put on the knowledge that I'm being taught every week. What my pastor is teaching me, that's what I put on. That's what I put on. That renewed man, based upon the knowledge I'm being taught, that's what I put on. Even I'm a grown man. Even when I come to church and I hear teaching from my pastor, I have to put that on so I can become a better man. Don't lie. How many understand? All right. Follow me here. I got to go over these verses the Holy Spirit told me to. Philippians 1 and 20. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now, look at this. Christ is magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is. Number two reason we need to die daily is because when we die daily in our body, Christ is magnified. God gets the glory in our life when we put to death our fleshly desires. God is magnified. When you fighting to live right, God getting glory in that. But when you and I yield to temptation, God don't get glory in that. I want God to be magnified in my life. When you hurting in your body, but you still press your way to God's house to serve him, don't you know God is being magnified in your body? Body racking with pain, but you smiling on the instrument. Smiling on the praise team, leading God's people in praise and worship. Don't you know God is magnified in that? When your friends are being sexually active, but you fighting to hang on to your womanhood. You fighting to hang on to being the woman or young woman that God has desired you to be. It's not to say you don't have them same desires. It's not to say that you're not curious. It's not to say that you don't want certain things. But when you're fighting, that's saying God getting the glory in your life. He's being magnified. And oftentimes, we in the church, sometimes we preach that, and we should, to young women. But is young men like that? It's young men, they be having these urges, but they fighting to hang in there. Hang in there, brother. Christ is being magnified. Christ is the anointing. That's how your life becomes more anointed. Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. I'm fighting not to do what my flesh wants me to do. That's how I increase that anointing. Look at Samson's life, young folk. He let go of that anointing. Because he yielded to the desires of his flesh. Jake, Delilah got a hold to him. Samson didn't listen to his parents. Samson was being told by his parents, leave them women, leave them alone. But he liked them type women. He liked them. So much so he laid in Delilah's bosom. But she was plotting the whole time. Plotting to take him down the whole time. And she succeeded. Because, listen, the Bible says her words vexed him daily. Jesus. He should have cut her loose, but she kept putting game on him. Isn't it amazing how we say, guys, they got the game, but there's some girls out here. They got some game. Got you spending all your first job money. You just got that job, all your check. She running game. And I'm not saying all young girls are like that, but it's some out there. Y'all didn't like that, young ladies. I don't care. It's true. I've been around longer than you. Ooh, I done seen it. There's some girls out there got some game. And they'll have your nose wide open. And she tell her friends, I got him. Oh, I ain't worried about him. I got him. Woo, I ain't worried about him. I got him wrapped around. Not even a finger. Got them wrapped around. my pinky. She done put something on you. Woo! You call her when she say call. She got you. Call me at 4:30. What you do? Hello? Hello? It's 4:29. I'm just calling to check in, baby. I'm just calling to check in. And the fella's like, nah, yeah. You better not bring me no gift under $200. Woo! Oh, she got me spending all my. She got you. You know how I know? I am ashamed to say that back in the day, I got Raven one time. I got one time. Yes, I did. Somebody said, everybody, and I got, no, y'all don't do that. You ain't got to go that way. Okay? Something like a player. All right. Number two, reason we need to die daily is because Christ is magnified when we die. When you pray, fast, obey the word, God getting the glory. But it hurt, man. It hurt that flesh. It hurt that flesh. I said it hurts that flesh, but it's worth it in the end. Am I right about it? Last verse. Colossians 3. Why we need to die daily. First reason is because we'll be more productive, right? Second reason, Christ is magnified. Third reason, Colossians 3:3. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You got to remember. Our life needs to be hidden in Christ. It's not about me, Lord. It's about your will. Now listen, you'll hear people say this in life. None of me, Lord. All of you. But that's crazy. That ain't Bible. God made us individuals. People need to know us, who we are, the individual, right? But look at what John said in John 3:30. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. So it's less of me and more of you. It ain't no none of me, all of you. I mean, what do God need you for if it's none of you? None of me, Lord. Then get off the stage. No, think about it. None of me. It's just a traditional saying. It should be less of me. I decrease and you increase. When the minister gets up here to pray, it should be less of that individual. And Christ increase, or more of God, more of the anointing. It's just like if you know me personally, you know I like to laugh, giggle, have a good time, right? But when it's time for the word, it's less of Baker. Oh, I see that anointing on Pastor. And it's more of Christ. Oh, man, our lives are hidden in him. And so you have to remember that on a daily basis. Lord, my life is hidden in you. Less of me. I want to do this, but you telling me to do something else. Less of me, I decrease, and you increase. Sister, if you giving your mama a hard time, die daily. Quit giving your mama a hard time. Less of you, and start being obedient. More of Christ. If you're a complainer, less of you, and start being appreciative or grateful, as the Bible says. Our life is hidden in him. When we died, spiritually speaking, when we gave our life to Jesus, the old man died. Right? And so now people need to see that our life is new. It's in Christ. But the only way that's going to happen is we have to die. We got to die daily. How many are challenged but you received the word? Let's give God a hand clap. I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap. Come on for the message. 1 Corinthians 15 and 31. Lord, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the correction.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.